Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Doris Emick, who reminds us of the 23rd Psalm, verse 1, which says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The Holy Gospel for the 10th Sunday after Trinity is from Luke chapter 19. When Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power above all in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant us such a measure of your grace that we may obtain your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasures. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. What a somber text for us today. Jesus drew near to the city of Jerusalem, and he began to weep over it. The context here is even more shocking, however, because right before this, Jesus had entered into Jerusalem. It's Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry. Jesus had entered into the city. The people were throwing their cloaks on the road and palm branches. They were praising God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen of Jesus, crying out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And then Jesus weeps. It's so strange. The contrast is so strong. You would think that given the great confession of these people, that Jesus would be equally meeting their great confession with gladness and joy that they are receiving him as their king. And yet, he looks upon Jerusalem and he weeps. "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace." The people cried out, "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest," just like the angels were singing when he was born. But by and large, the people did not know the things that make for peace. Jesus is referring to two things. Immediately, he's referring to the destruction of Jerusalem in the year 70 AD as punishment for their lack of faith, their rejection of the Savior. The Jews in Jerusalem were destroyed and scattered throughout the world. In the year 70 AD, Jerusalem was sacked It was surrounded, and it was destroyed. The ancient Jewish historian, he's not a Christian, he's Jewish, Josephus, he tells us the history of what all went on during the siege of Jerusalem in the year 70. It's not very pleasant to read. It gives a number of accounts of very sad stories, tragic stories of women killing their own children in order to survive. It is just a terrible account what happened in Jerusalem. Jesus knew that this was coming. He knew that these people were going to reject him. And he knew what kind of judgment was going to be laid upon the people if they rejected him. The Christians in Jerusalem, they fled before the siege took place. They fled to a town called Pella. They were rescued, and they did not perish with most of the Jews left in the town. Jesus says, "They will tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you." He meant it quite literally. He said, "They will not leave one stone upon another in you." And indeed, the temple was torn down, not one stone left upon another. Because you did not know the time of your visitation. The Lord Jesus had come, and they rejected him. He came as their king. He came to give them peace. And they refused him. The King of Peace they killed. Jesus is not only referring to the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, but this destruction of Jerusalem is actually directing us forward to the end of this world, to the end of the ages, when the full and final judgment of God will be met upon all those who reject him. We consider the situation of the world today. Our Lord Jesus has come, and he has come to bring peace. This is why our liturgy begins in the divine service with the Gloria in Excelsis, glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. Indeed, the Lord Jesus has come, and he has come even now in order to bring peace. He has come in order to be the sacrifice for sins. All those who repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Those who cling to him in faith shall not be destroyed along with this world, but they shall be rescued, brought not just to a town called Pella, but they shall be brought into God's kingdom, his eternal kingdom of paradise. The Lord is preparing a place for you. And there is a place of rescue for you. And yet the Lord laments. He grieves and he mourns at the lack of faith that he sees here upon the earth. Many reject our Lord Jesus still to this day. They do not know that now is the time of the Lord's visitation. And so the Lord threatens them with a terrible punishment. A punishment far worse than what fell upon Jerusalem, but a complete and an utter destruction of the entire world. This whole world shall be burned up. Indeed, as we consider the reality of what will one day take place, we ought to turn to the Lord and remember that now is the time of his visitation. Now is the time for peace. The Lord's house is a house of prayer. It is not a den of robbers, a house of prayer. And so we should gladly gather together in the house of prayer. We shall gladly gather together, hearing the words of our Lord, receiving his visitation, receiving the good gifts that he has come to bring us. Now is the time for repentance. Jesus tells a parable about a man who owns a fruit tree field. And one of these trees is not bearing good fruit, and so he says, cut it down and make room for another. But the farmer, the gardener, says, give it another year. Let me dig up around the roots and put on manure, and we will see then if it will grow, and if it will grow, good, and if not, then we will cut it down. The Lord Jesus is that gardener. He digs up around our roots. He spreads some manure on us in order that we might enliven and grow, that we might return to him in repentance and of faith. The Lord is merciful, and the end has not come yet. And perhaps at times he gives us some difficulties. He digs around our roots. He spreads on some manure. And yet he does these things in order that our faith may grow and be strengthened, that we may know the time of our visitation. The Lord is merciful to us. And if you are frightened, if you are looking to the end of this world and you're heavily weighed down by all of the sorrows of those who do not yet believe, then know that your Lord Jesus Christ mourns with you. Our Lord Jesus, he knows those who do not believe in him, and he desires their repentance. He desires for them to return to him. Your Lord Jesus Christ is loving and gracious and merciful. Daily he was in the temple, teaching, and all the people were hanging on his words. The Lord Jesus Christ, even though this world is terribly corrupt, has not left it. He has not left you, dear Christian. He continues to dwell among you, to visit you, to give you his consoling words, to give you the power of the gospel that forgives all of your sins, so that you will be rescued from the world around you. The Lord Jesus Christ does not want to tear you down, but he wants to gather you and your children to himself in paradise. And so call out to the Lord, cry out to him, hang on his words, listen to every word that he says. Know the time of your visitation, know the things that make for peace, because he is the King of Peace. And through the blood that he has shed, you need not grieve nor mourn any longer, for your peace has come, the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.